Thank you, and good afternoon. Following Tuesday afternoon structure fire near Salmon Creek Road, Humboldt deputies remained on scene and discovered what was described as an extensive marijuana cultivation grow site. The structure fire caused an evacuation order for residents living within 1 mile of the area, as CAL FIRE, Humboldt Bay Fire's hazmat team, and volunteer fire departments from Miranda and Salmon Creek responded to the scene. Deputies were called to the scene after explosive material was discovered on the property, including hash lab materials and tanks scattered across the property that contained butane and nitrogen. After deputies received a search warrant, they discovered a little more than 2,800 marijuana plants growing outdoors, indoors, as well as inside numerous grow houses. No injuries or arrests were reported, but the owner of the property has been identified. The investigation is ongoing. State Route 3 between Weaverville and the Trinity Center in Trinity County will reopen to one-way controlled traffic beginning tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Road crews will still conduct repairs and road repavement, while traffic control is in effect 24/7, and work is expected to be completed by the early summer. The road will be open to all vehicles, including trailers, and motorists should anticipate delays. When the roads reopen, Caltrans will no longer maintain the alternate route at Trinity Dam and Slate Creek. A 100-yard section of State Route 3 completely slipped out due to slight activity and the weather conditions, which has cut off traffic in both directions for the last 2 months. In an announcement by St. Joseph's Health this afternoon, $1 million in grant funding have been provided to nonprofit organizations that help provide basic needs for the hungry and homeless. 8 programs in the North Coast will join 25 other programs in the state as they receive grant funding ranging from $10,000 to $40,000. Arcata House will receive grant funding to provide emergency shelter to 120 people in need for 3 to 6 months. Programs to help 90 clients get the necessary skills to secure permanent housing. The Redwood Empire Food Bank will receive funding as they continue their work in acquiring fresh farm produce for families in need across the region. Tuesday morning's Board of Supervisors meeting began with a moment of silence for former Supervisor Ann Harbor Commissioner Jimmy Smith, who passed away Monday night at St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka. Smith was the first district supervisor from 2000 until 2012, when he stepped down due to his long battle with cancer. He was recognized for his extensive work on fishing and fisheries, local habitats, wetlands, as well as rivers. Smith's passing was felt across the county and the region. Conservation District Executive Director Dave Hull said that you can't quantify his impact, and he was successful because he could and would work with anybody to find solutions. Congressman Mike Thompson called Smith his dear friend, colleague, duck hunting buddy, and his go-to guy on water and fishery issues. A memorial will be held for Smith at the Jimmy Smith Fields Landing Boat Launching Facility this Friday at 5 p.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Following last week's opening of the recreational crab fishing season, the commercial crab season is set to open in all areas on Thursday. The recreational and commercial crab seasons have been delayed after consistent test results have showed high levels of domoic acid within crab. The fishing season has opened up slowly in certain areas along state waters. However, the entire area between the California-Oregon border and the California-Mexico border will be fully open to the season. Dan Squire has state legislature news.
The state legislature has been busy over the past 3 weeks. Yesterday, the state Senate approved Senate Bill 1190, authored by Hannah Beth Jackson, that will prohibit ex parte communication with those who have business before the California Coastal Commission and the commissioners themselves. The bill, which heads to the Assembly, bans oral and electronic communications between the parties that do not occur in regular open meetings. Concerned about undue influence from developers, Jackson said the bill will level the playing field between big money interests and ensuring decisions are made openly and transparently. Also in Sacramento, the full assembly approved, with unanimous bipartisan support, a measure that would allow schools in California to stock and administer emergency medication in the event someone had suffered an opioid overdose. Assembly Bill 1748 would authorize schools to stock medicines such as Naxalone or other antidotes and have trained staff on hand to administer the drugs if needed.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.